You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Final thoughts time here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Before we get to some shenanigans, one quick answer to this. Bob Rowe says, how should the Browns D attack Arizona? Blitz Palmer and or hope to bend and not break? My gut says blitz early and hit him hard. So with that in mind, I went and took a look at the stats for Carson Palmer this season. When blitzed, he's completing 66% of his passes for 1,000. When not blitzed, 66% of his passes, 1,061 yards, 8.3 in attempt, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception, quarterback rating of 106. When he is blitzed, he's completing 65% of his passes, 10 yards in attempt with 9 touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 112.5. Blitzing does not seem like it is the best solution against Carson Palmer. You've got to get him under organic pressure. When you do that without blitzing, he's 53% completions, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, quarterback rating of 80.9.
I think our ability to disguise very well, you know, because Carson Palmer as a vet's going to change things around, get that pre-snap read, and it's stealing candy from a baby for any franchise quarterback to know what they're getting pre-snap and then have it be and have them be right. So as I go through and I wrote down just 3 bullet points that I feel like is the recipe for the Cleveland Browns to be in this football game with an opportunity to win it in the end, even though I picked against them for the first time this entire season, I'm going
to
say limit self-inflicted wounds.
Gotcha.
And what does that mean? That means the penalties, which were 3rd in the National Football League in penalties for 492 yards. 26 of those penalties are pre-snap penalties. But the good news is 44 of those 60 penalties happen on the road. We're at First Energy Stadium. Home field advantage there. Okay, limit self-inflicted wounds. That's turning the ball over, which goes into my second point. Win the turnover battle by at least +2, so which means we have to be perfect. Don't throw the ball to the other team. Don't put the ball on the ground. We do that and maybe take one away or 2, great chance to win the football game. And lastly, we need to be able to run the football because we need to be able to shorten this football game. Take the efficiency that Carson Palmer has been playing with and Chris Johnson's been running with away from them offensively. Our defense has been very good on 3rd down and fairly good in the red zone. Let's continue to grow on that. So let them get their yards. Let's get real stingy on 3rd down. Let's get real stingy in the red zone, force them to kick field goals, and give the ball back to our offense that is a steady dosage of both pass and run. Can't be pass happy. I think we'll get blown out.
It cannot be one-dimensional this game. Kid, I was alluding to going on the break, ESPN flexing their muscles. Guess what they did today?
What's that? I've been actually had to work today. I had a long work morning, so tell me what happened.
They just closed Grantland and fired everybody at Grantland.
You know, ESPN really, I've always been a supporter of theirs, but, you know, I don't like what they're doing, you know, with firing all these people. And
it's not ESPN. It's Disney is doing it to one of their babies, which is ESPN.
I don't understand it. I don't like it. And you know what? This is just fight against Bill Simmons. He'll take all these people. These people will end up bigger and stronger over with Bill Simmons on his new platform, and we'll end up, you know, I am a huge ESPN guy. I'm on ESPN probably 25 times a day, but I really don't like the direction it's been heading in the last month.
Certainly, it is a shot at Bill Simmons, no question about that. He called the decision, quote-unquote, appalling. All right, Browns and Cardinals this Sunday, First Energy Stadium. Be loud, dog pound. Come out wearing your orange. Let's have an orange out at First Energy Stadium. The Browns in their orange jerseys. We'll get the kids some gear so he can be ready to rock and roll as well. Got to thank you guys again. Thoughts and prayers to Dave Dean Natale. John Brown, according to the reports out of Arizona, should be good to go. He was practicing today for Arizona, just FYI. All right, that'll do it for us, for our producer Eric Williams, for the kid. For Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Bring us home, kid.
Here we go, Brownie. Here we go.
Boof, boof.
Good job, kid.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.